Y'all ready for this? Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia, this is Money Talks.
We're back. I'm Bill Lako with Ted Parrish and Dr. Gene Hensler.
It's a privilege to be here. Okay.
The increased account.
Do we have any questions from listeners, by the way? And as a matter of fact, how could somebody, if they had a question, get a hold of us?
404. No, I'm sorry. This is Gene Sale. 770-429-9166 or toll free 1-855-429-9166.
Or email us at drgene@hensler.com. All right, I got a question here. All right. I'm looking at Terex. This is for you, Teddy. Based on a tip. Uh-oh. I wonder where he got this. Probably from his barber. Uh-oh. I don't know much about the company. I'm more familiar with bigger names like Caterpillar and John Deere. I was told Terex could be a good mid-cap play. Now, I never heard of Terex either.
They make construction and mining equipment. They do mostly cranes. The cranes that go straight up is mostly aerial.
Yep.
You've seen them before. I mean, they're big in the rental market.
Yeah. One in downtown Kennesaw right now.
Yeah. A big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a lower quality name in that industry. They're C++ for financial strength, which is a flag, flag for us. The company for a while was earning less than its return on capital. So, I mean, they're trying to
Why
turn
does that
around.
Work?
How's it work? I mean, they're basically taking on debt to probably stay alive.
There you go. Okay, that's the point.
Yeah, so, I mean, I not all that great. Not expecting too high of earnings growth. I'd probably take a flyer on this one and buy a Caterpillar or a John Deere in the heavy equipment market.
Okay. It's sort of like, you know, I always thought that Bill and I, in our travels, had always thought that we want to have the concession for, what's the thing they put outside the buildings when they're working on them?
Scaffolding.
Scaffolding.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never seen scaffolding until you've been to Europe. Every building in the world, it has to be resupported. There's scaffolding. Am I right? Everywhere.
And it lasts forever.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah. We ain't getting scaffolding business, okay? Probably in Atlanta what happens is when something gets old, we just knock it down. We don't scaffold it, right?
That's true.
All right. I got I think this might be too much for this period of time, a guy about the IRS IRA contributions. Here's a blast from the past, Ted. Mm-hmm. Spencer from Ackworth. I own National Presto. The stock hasn't performed this year. I was thinking of selling it at the end of the year for a tax loss.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to stay with a small cap consumer discretionary, where would I go?
Oh, wow. I don't have a consumer discretionary for him, but I'll have one on the other side of the break. But National Presto has 6.9% dividend yield. Looks like it's in jeopardy because everything's suffering. You know, they make 40 cal ammunition. I didn't know that until today. But National, the Defense Department's cutting back on that. Their shipments and orders on their small appliances is down 22% in the last quarter. So,
well, now they're one of those places that's a big sale item in the fall. That's a Christmas. I mean, if you don't know what to get your wife, get her a percolator or something. You
or,
know what
or
I mean?
A crock pot and
or
all
a
of
crock
that.
Pot. Well, yeah, then she right gets now. Mad at you.
Yeah, get you a vacuum cleaner. Yeah. We'll see
their
how well
cash flow
that
is covering the dividend, but it looks like it's in trouble if they continue to see the operations they've had.
So you would say if you own it,
I
sell
would
it.
Sell it. I'm going to.
Do you have a small cap that this guy
well,
might be
I don't
be
have a small cap, but I have a mid cap. And I think Bed Bath & Beyond is a $13 billion market cap, which is mid cap because it's a sliding scale. And they've had some problems recently. Well, the stock hasn't done so well recently. I think it's a good time to buy it. Why not own the company that sells National Presto and not focus on selling units of something that might be inferior to another product and just sell all of them?
I think Bed Bath & Beyond with its combination of world market carries a lot of stuff that you want to buy now.
Yeah.
That sounds really stupid, but you go in the store and you need a frying pan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you go there, and they have for the same prices online.
Yeah.
And today with the tax differential.
And then if you go in there and you see some stuff you don't really need to buy now, but you say to yourself, I want to buy that now.
That's correct.
Nice.
This is from Sam from Roswell. I'm married. My wife is not working or staying home with our daughter. I participate in my corporation, in my employer's 401k, so I will not contribute to an IRA for me. But we'd like to make an IRA contribution for my wife. They file jointly. Adjusted gross income will be about $110,000. We're both under 50. Can I make a spousal IRA contribution to an IRA she set up when she was working? Or can I open an account?
Yes.
So you can. Even though your wife is not working,
yeah,
she can contribute to an IRA.
Yep.
Well, that's it. This is radio. You're supposed to fill some airtime. This All is right. the world's most difficult interview.
That was awesome. I know I did that on purpose. I knew it.
I knew it was gonna upset him. The question took me forever. Yep.
All right. So really what he's asking, I guarantee it, is it tax deductible?
Ah.
So you can always contribute to your IRA. He can contribute to his IRA as long as he's got earned income. $5,500 times two, so $11,000.
Right.
So as long as you have earned income $11,000, you can put $5,500 in both your spouse's name. Now, whether it's deductible or not is the bigger question. And based upon, I think he said his AGI, did he?
110.
So it should be deductible for him, but some portion of it, because the way the government in its infinite wisdom does it, anything above $96,000 but below $116,000. Is deductible, but at a sliding scale.
Okay.
Now, that assumes he files jointly, and there's some information I don't have.
I assume that he is, because he talks about that.
Right.
It seems that way. Yeah, we file jointly.
Right.
He has filed jointly. So part of it can be.
Right.
See your
tax advisor.
A tax advisor on that. But, you know, the other idea, even if it's not tax deductible and you can afford to save it.
Right.
If you can get into a tax-deferred account,
right.
In fact, if it's not tax-deductible for her, could she put it into a non-taxable IRA, a Roth?
I forget. Did they change the limits? I don't. You know what? I can't remember the limits.
Right.
I will, as Teddy's going to tell about the consumer discretionary, I'll look that rule up. But
I hate to be here asking you guys questions that you don't think about. You know, you profess yourself to be experts.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Here's the difference. We have cheat sheets that we keep around with somebody. I didn't bring that cheat sheet. You can't remember all this stuff anymore. Yes, he can make a Roth contribution.
There you go.
Up to $181,000, between $181,000
and $191,000. So if it's not tax deductible,
you can still get Roth. That just happened.
She did. Bam! On an iPhone 6, baby. This is kind of cool.
In the face.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.